This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. I'm Michael Lundy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Four Patriots players were named to the NFL Pro Bowl on Tuesday night, led by quarterback Tom Brady. It is the 12th career Pro Bowl selection for Brady and the 8th consecutive selection. The 8th straight Pro Bowls ties John Hanna for the most consecutive selections all time in Patriots history. Linebacker Dont'a Hightower was selected to his first career Pro Bowl, while safety Devin McCourty was selected to his third. McCourty holds the distinction of making the Pro Bowl as both a cornerback and a safety. Special teams captain Matthew Slater was selected to his 6th consecutive Pro Bowl. Many fans believe a few Patriots players were snubbed from the Pro Bowl roster, including running back LeGarrette Blount, who has rushed for a league-leading 15 touchdowns this season. Other deserving players were cornerback Malcolm Butler and special teams player Nate Ebner. Rookie quarterback Jacoby Brissett was at practice on Wednesday, signaling that he will be activated off injured reserve. The Patriots released rookie defensive tackle Woodrow Hamilton to make room for Brissett on the 53-man roster. The Patriots still have one open spot on the practice squad, and Hamilton will be a likely candidate to fill that spot if he clears waivers. The only player missing from Wednesday's practice was wide receiver Danny Amendola, who is expected to miss the rest of the regular season with a high ankle sprain. Amendola was spotted in the locker room on Wednesday wearing a walking boot. For the second week in a row, Tom Brady stands at the top of ESPN's MVP poll with 54 total points. Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr and Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott are tied for second place with 36 points each, while Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan stands in fourth place with 33 points. After an impressive run recently, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers rounds out the top five with 13 points. And finally, video of wide receiver Michael Floyd's DUI arrest last Monday surfaced on Tuesday night, as well as the results of his blood alcohol content test. Floyd's blood alcohol content was 0.27, which is more than twice the legal limit. According to a report from TMZ, Arizona prosecutors hit Floyd with two DUI charges, classified as extreme DUI and super extreme DUI, which stands for blood alcohol contents over 0.2. If convicted, Floyd will face a mandatory 45 days in jail and have an alcohol monitoring device installed in his car. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter at clnsradio and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.